Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, let's see. They got us down in the production room, folks. I'm not really happy.
That's supposed to be the echo. Let's just leave that running.
Anybody know how this thing works? Call FMU. Anyway. Oh, boy. This is 4 weeks of this. That's what I'm going to... Anyway, that was Dale Hawkins with Cross Ties. Oh, man. Why do they do this to me? You want to hear me chop up the board? The Rhythm Rockers, their Madness, the Nightcaps, Haunted Sax, Punk Carlson and the Chucklers, the Yuckum Yuckum, the Rockin' Arts, the Heat. So I'm trying to get used to this thing. Nothing's making much sense to me here. Let's go through this. This is where the echo's supposed to be. That doesn't work. This says main studio. Let's go. Can we go up there and punch ourselves in? Cart one.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That works. Cassette deck one. That doesn't work too good. Remote mic. You there, Megan?
I hope I am.
Oh, you're okay. Your mic works.
I don't have headphones, though, so I can't, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be a place to plug in headphones for you.
Yeah, I'll look for it in the next.
You'll never know what we're really saying about you on the air.
Mm.
We're getting ready for the FMU marathon, so what we have to do is get, like, I think this entire experience will take a month. 2 weeks down here, then 2 weeks of the marathon.
And then a year off.
Then a year off. We just got all the usual trash. I got tons of 45s here to play. Sorry we're late. First we ripped out the bottom of your car, Brian, on the ice. Took it to, found some very nice mechanics who fixed it for $5. Then we got rear-ended, no damage, Bri. And then there was an accident in the Lincoln, in the Holland Tunnel, so that took another 20 minutes. And then I come out here and I find out that I have no echo. I wish there was a way to do this. Anyway, what do we got queued up?
What do we?
Here's a good trivia one for you guys. A former member of the Mothers is singing on this. It's Little Julian Herrera and the Tigers. I got to try to figure this stuff out. I'll be back in a little while. Oh, that's nice. The turntable that moves backwards.
Yeah.
This is Sonny Burgess coming to you with the Hound from WFMU East Orange 91.10 FM. Listen to them all the time. They're playing good records.
try to listen to this.
The sky looks so dark, looks like it might rain. My baby's gone on the southbound train. Come back, baby, let's try it over one more time. Just one more time. She left me here, did not tell me why. I only know she left me here to cry. Come back, baby, let's try it over one more time. One more time. In the hands of the Lord. Please come back, baby, let's try it over just one more time. Just one more time. One more time. Just one more time.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
It rained last night, and they had that big fight. This is how it was. Last night I went to a party. Food and the drinks were free. Everybody in the Giant was having a ball, and that suited me to a T. Yes, it was long about midnight. Smokey Joe was patting Red's wife. Red said, I'm gonna shoot it. He pulled his gun. Smokey Joe went for his life. Smokey Joe cut Red's collar. Sliced his belt from around his waist. Red, he shot at Smokey Joe 6 times. The powder burns all in his face. I was knocked out. Having my fun. I was knocked out. My rum, I was knocked out. I shot from a gun. Boy, I was on the spree. My rum, I was knocked out. Got shot from a gun. I was loaded as I could be. I was loaded as I could be. I was loaded as I could be.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange. We're going to go try to figure this echo thing out some more. Of course, they got us down in the... If we get it working, it'll be cool because it'll be slapback and it'll sound really horrible. But that's what it sounds like now. Maybe try it like that. No? If anybody out there at FMU knows how the Scully settings work, can you please call here and talk us through it? Or I may actually demolish the board, and then we'll really need the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
They should hire Curtis Sliwa to do my show. What's the city of New York paying him? $35,000. You believe this really makes me want to quit radio. Curtis Sliwa is making $35,000. He can. I know I can't speak English, but he really can't speak English. That was Jimmy Liggins by request with Knocked Out. I'd like to knock somebody. Billy Riley, Come Back Baby. That's my favorite Billy Lee Riley record. The Cornettes did Pause in the Kitchen. Sonny Burgess, Daddy Blues, and Little Julian Herrera. And the Tigers with True Fine Mama. Simon called in the correct answer. Actually, two of the mothers are in there. Jimmy Carl Black and... who was the other one? I forgot. Anyway, Simon's over at McGovern's tonight. Simon and the Bar Sinisters. I think it's free to get in there. And the Senders are over at the Divide tonight. And what is it? The Frit?
Yeah.
Who thought about this room? Now, who put this room with it? There's a remote mic, and you're sitting behind me. I mean, this is a great this is a great communication device here.
Yeah.
Megan's sitting we have absolutely no eye contact here. So
no. Hey, look at the back of your neck.
I could probably find someplace to plug these headphones in, but it won't have anything to do with what we're going on this show.
Well, the cord's about only 3 feet long, then I'd be really close to you looking at the back of your neck.
This wasn't worth it. We should have, when we decided we weren't going to get here because of the first accident, we should have, like, just canceled the whole thing.
The driving gods were trying to tell us something.
Yeah.
We should have listened.
Well, you got any news over there? Got a news story? You want to do some news while I try to figure things out here?
Yeah.
I'd like to play with this echo a little bit. That's what it's doing.
Well, I can't hear it, so I'll have to take your word for it, since I don't have headphones. Filling in some space here. Okay, well, you're doing that. Media Star of the Year, or former Media Star of the Year, Andre Chicatillo?
Chicoletto, I think his name is.
Yeah.
This thing doesn't work.
Yeah.
We're getting no cooperation. Boy, that makes me so mad. Anyway, they
executed
him. He was our 1992 Media Star of the Year, the first Media Star of the Year to be executed, but hopefully not the last.
Mm-hmm.
And
shot him.
He was shot, which is pretty cool. He did tear people to pieces with his bare hands, and he was really, really great courtroom personality. In fact, they had to keep him
in a cage
in the courtroom. Yeah,
his head shaved.
He looked good in the cage too.
Oh yeah. Good photographs.
Let me grab that.
Here, go look for something.
Some bang-up news stories this week, but of course, I like this. A man. This is in Abidjan, the Ivory Coast. I thought they changed the name. Didn't they change the name of the Ivory Coast? Are we way ahead of the AP on this one? They should change the name of the Ivory Coast. A man is upset with the death of his president, jumped into the ruler's palace moat, drawing huge crowds who spent 2 days watching his body be devoured by crocodiles. The unidentified young man, believed to be in his mid-20s, told onlookers that he could no longer bear to live without President Félix Bojani, who ruled the West African nation for 33 years until his death December 7th. His full name was Félix Hofedet Bojani. It says here, if Hofedet is dead, I don't see why I should go on living, the man told people outside the presidential palace in the central city of Yamoussoukro, according to the newspaper Ivoire Sor. Onlookers talked the man out of jumping in the moat, but later Friday he stripped off his clothes, entered the water, swam up to a large crocodile, which grasped him in its jaws and dragged him underwater. The body resurfaced periodically during the course of the day and the following Saturday, drawing crowds who watched it, occasionally dragged down again. Several crocodiles then tore him to pieces Saturday afternoon, the newspaper said. Anyway, let's do Hillbilly Hangover, because
why not?
I need to work on the echo. There's got to be a way to do it. No one will tell me. They're withholding information on purpose. There was a theme to this this week's Hillbilly Hangover. I forgot what it was, though. I think everybody singing is drunk. I'm going to kick it off with Jimmy Davis, former governor of Louisiana and all-time great country singer.
All-time great drunk.
WFMU, East Orange, for now.
Children, gather round. Lord, there's evil in you, children, gather round. You go out and drink that gin, you so easy to give in. Lord, there's evil in you, children, gather around. There is evil in you, children, gather around, gather around. Lord, there's evil in you, children, gather around. I know all of your emotions, you must quit those foolish notions. Lord, there's evil in you, children, gather around. Lord, there's evil in you, children, gather around. There is evil in you, children, gather around. You go out with good intentions, what you do won't do to mention. Lord, there's evil in you, children, gather around. Gather round the throne. Somebody holds up the cake. Lord, there's evil in ye, children, gather round. There is evil in you, children, gather round. You go out about half past nine, nothing good is on your mind. Lord, there's evil in you, children, gather round, gather round. There is evil in you, children, gather round. There is evil in you, children, gather round. When you want your sins all drowned, come to see old Parson Brown. Lord, there's evil in you, children, gather around, old Parson. There is evil in you, children, gather around. There is evil in you, children, gather around. When you feel love's temptation, come to me and get salvation. Lord, there's evil in you, children, gather around.
Listening to WEAK Radio, the weak voice of Rainbow Valley, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. The correct Rainbow Valley time is, about 9:35 a.m. and FM. The local Rainbow Valley news and weather report is very bad, very bad. The unofficial temperature outside our studio window is 4 degrees, with expected highs tonight of 95. And now, for your Saturday morning listening pleasure, WEAK presents another week program. Lester Moran, the old road hog, and his Cadillac Cowboys.
When this shall close these eyelids, and this heart shall cease to be, and they lay me down to rest in some flowery boundary tree, with
fine, mighty fine. Hey, hey, and howdy to everybody out there in radio land. This here's Lester Moran, old road hog, and his Cadillac Cowboys. Mighty neighborly of you to let us in your living rooms for the next 15 minutes of good old country music. We're coming at you this morning through the courtesy of Burford's Barbershop. You can always get clipped at Burford's. That's B-U-R-F-O-R-D. Everybody gets trimmed at Burford's. Okay, boys, right now we're going to start things off here this morning with old Wichita, getting him up here at the mic playing takeoff guitar. You got that thing tuned this morning, boy?
Yeah.
What you going to do for us? Didn't know if he's going to get through at me or not, because we's up late last night picking and a-grinning for some of our good friends over in Hogan County at Moose Lodge number 13. But you can hear him sing that song each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. That's the same dance that used to be held in the volunteer fire hall before it burnt down. By the way, don't forget to go by and see Burford and tell him old road hog sent you. Everybody that's ever been there has had a close shave. All right, then. Now let's call on two fine fellers up here at the mic. One of them's better looking than the other, and I ain't going to say which one. I won't get no fight started here this morning. Old road hog's just funny now. Thank you.
That's just as loud as it can be. You know, I can't stand it much longer. What in the world's wrong with you now? I reckon you've lost your bottle. Must be your wife. You know, this has been going on for weeks and weeks, and I know good and well everybody's getting tired of it. It's lousy. I know you lost your bottle now. I know your wife couldn't make you try and cut up that way. I think I'll just kill you right here on the spot. All right, now cut that foolishness out, Jerry, and let's get busy.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange. I think I got this thing going, you know? Check this out.
Oh, that's much cooler.
Yep, thanks to Greg from PowerPlay Video explaining to me the concepts of slapback, which I've completely forgotten over the years.
Now we sound like we're in a big tin can.
Plus we're getting like a little speaker behind us, like a triple echo. Okay. Anyway, that was the Allen Brothers' Drunken Nutty Blues.
Good title.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we have another song to go we can play.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, before that we heard Gid Tanner and Skillet Lickers, Quit Kicking My Dog. Carter Family, Will You Miss Me? Jimmy Davis, Evil and You Children. Kind of an abridged version of the show since we were so late getting here. And I don't know. We're supposed to have clipboards and stuff down here. I don't guess there's nothing. I don't know. I got not much to announce because I don't really know what's going on. I got this in the mail. Hippopotamus. There's going to be a live hippopotamus at Maxwell's tonight. Todd is going to ride a hippopotamus into Maxwell's tonight. Cool.
Yeah.
This is March 4th, but you can start putting on your makeup now for this one. There's a tribute to Cookie Mueller over at the St. Mark's Poetry Project, the great late. The late, great Cookie Mueller. Queen of the 10th Street Baths. And I used to share a page with her in the East Village Eye. Best known for having sex with a chicken and pink flamingos. But she was actually a really good writer and a really great human being. She died about 3 years ago of AIDS. And March 4th at St. Mark's Church on the St. Mark's on the Bowery. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
good news.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, I got a good anonymous news story there, right?
This one?
That's the one.
Okay.
That's it. That's the one.
Yes.
Read that.
Henrietta, New York. Teenager accidentally shot himself in the forehead with an arrow while cleaning his crossbow.
We were there.
Direct quote.
We were there with the tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, kid. Can you do that again?
One more time, please, with feeling.
First one was better.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Let's see. Sheriff found him on the porch, sitting in a chair with a 12-inch arrow sticking out of his forehead. And he said it was an accidental discharge during cleaning. So it took him to
cleaning his bow.
Cleaning his crossbow. You know, we... You know, when you are cleaning your crossbow, you always have to make sure it's not loaded.
And
unload the crossbow.
Point it away from your head.
Point it at your dog or your mother or something.
Yeah.
You'll have a better news story than if it's sticking out of your forehead.
There was a crowd there when he shot himself. Anyway, okay.
More things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
More stuff?
This is a true story. This is from Yop and come up with this one. It seems that someone snuck into the House, House of Representatives Science, Space, and Technology Committee hearing a couple of months ago, and he removed the now obsolete space station Freedom from its display case and replaced it with a model of a Klingon battle cruiser. At least one committee briefing was held on the Klingon ship. The display before Freedom was... display before Freedom was restored to its rightful place. The story is true, and it turns out that the person who sent the story up said the person in charge of the display said that one of his co-workers was able to identify the ship right down to type and specifications. A prime suspect then said a reporter. The manager said, "I've got 50 people who can do that."
This was
the House of Representatives.
A spaceship-sized spaceship. They got it out.
It was a model of a spaceship that the House committee was studying, like, so they can appropriate money for these things.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had taken the model of the space station and replaced it with a Klingon battle cruiser.
Yeah.
Fun in government, folks. Those
Klingons sure know how to make.
And you know what else
cruisers.
They did? They replaced, like, the NYC had one of these like live from Washington kind of political shows, which they replaced with.
Yes.
Curtis Sliwa, the biggest moron in town. He lives like three blocks away from me. You can look at this person, his face just reads stupidity.
When will somebody find this mistake out? Do something to correct it.
I know. Does anybody listen? I'm the only person in the world that listens to NYC. I'm convinced of that.
Human version of the Klingon battleship, Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah, there you go. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A white supremacist wants permission to wear a Ku Klux Klan robe and be called High Hitler at his murder trial.
High Hitler?
Yeah.
Hitler?
Don Leroy Evans is accused of strangling Irie Jean Smith, a Fort Lauderdale prostitute. This is 1985.
Hmm.
Kind of a
wheels
old
move.
One.
Justice moves slow down there.
Yep.
Anyway,
in motion filed Friday, Evans asked to be allowed to wear his KKK robe and for his name to be changed on all court documents to the honorable and respected name of. It says here, High Hitler. It's an AP story. I think they mean Heil Hitler. Oh, wait. But according to courthouse employees, Evans thought Adolf Hitler's followers were said Hi Hitler rather than Heil Hitler. Aha.
Hi Hitler.
Anyway, Evans, 38, has already been sentenced to death for murdering and raping a 10-year-old homeless girl in Mississippi. Investigators are examining his claims that he killed 60 people in 21 states.
Mm.
What's with this Nazi thing?
I don't know.
Of all the things to make a comeback. Hey, we only got 10 minutes to vibe report time.
Really?
How do we get a vibe on the air down here?
Good
Does
question.
Anybody know?
On the regular phone?
Telephone, I guess so. Oh, that'll just be more fun. Hopefully Roscoe will forget us this week.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got one queued up here by the new Mason Dixons. It's called Totaled. This is the abridged version of the show since we started late. Okay,
it's
Totaled.
It's a Cliff Notes version.
Yeah.
Reader's Digest version.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Anything goes. just a cat daddy with a loud meow. Come with me, honey, in my hot rod now. We'll make every spot in this man's town. We're gonna give all the cats some to scatter around. Cause I'm just a cat daddy with a loud meow. I'm just a cat daddy. Come with me now. When the sun comes up, we're gonna howl at the door. Tell all the cats we're gonna pop some more. I'm just an old tom, that's what I'm at. I'm gonna meow some pretty, pretty cat. Cause I'm just a cat daddy with a loud meow. I'm just a cat daddy. Come with me now. Cats, I'm scatter around, cause I'm just a cat daddy with a loud meow. I'm just a cat daddy, come with me now. When the sun comes up, we're gonna howl at the door. Tell all the cats we're gonna bop some more. I'm just an old tom, that's what I'm at. I'm gonna meow some pretty, pretty cat, cause I'm just a cat daddy with a loud meow. I'm just a cat daddy. Come with me now.
This is a hit.
Take two.
You're going to
back in the States.
Pound here, WFMU.
Oh,
let's see if we can get that thing on.
The thing.
Uh-oh. I don't think it was threaded.
I did thread.
Yeah, I don't think it was. Yeah. Well, It's not working again. Oh, boy. I'm so pissed. Mm-hmm. That was Smiley Lewis, You're Gonna Miss Me. Before that, we had Jimmy Johnson, Cat Daddy, Piano Red, and Curtis Smith did So Shook Up. Urso Hickey by request, Hanging Around, and the new Mason Dixon's did Totaled. We got Roscoe coming in. It's not worth it anymore to come out here and do this. I hate to say this, but it's just not worth it. It's just more aggravation than it's worth. I don't want to be here. It's beautiful outside. We're in a room with no windows. And everything is screwed up. How can I get... I know I can get fired. I can just start cursing. And they'll have to fire me right now. Anyway, so where's Roscoe now? We need him. Donald Russell's last wish was to have his body skinned and his hide tanned like leather. Over the objection of funeral directors, his widow is asking a judge to help honor his request. Now, why would that be a problem to anybody? I mean, if it's his wish, he's dead anyway. It's because the funeral directors, you know, they have a monopoly on body disposal, and they charge way too much money. I mean, it's like $5,000 or something to get buried. Who the hell wants to be buried anyway? Anyway, so here's this guy. He's in Oregon. Everybody in the news is in Oregon these days. People out there are truly insane. We used to think that Nick Hill was peculiar. It's just he's from Oregon. He can't help himself. He's actually, you know, perfectly normal, intelligent human being.
By Oregonian standards.
Yeah, he's just a little peculiar, by the way. We judge people. See, this guy, Russell, died February 3rd at age 62. His will, which was signed December 17th, directed the body be skinned from the head down and tanned for the purpose of face binding volumes of my verse.
Ooh.
Kind of cool. I would do that. Okay. I'll skin him. Funeral directors balked at the request, citing a state law against corpse abuse that bans doing anything to a body, quote, not recognized by generally accepted standards of the community. Yeah, but it's Oregon.
If it's between, you know, a consenting corpse and a consenting skinner, you know, why not?
Anyway,
away.
His wishes are being treated seriously by his grieving family and friends. The family intends to carry out his wishes if it is legally possible. He was a poet and a fly fisherman. Or was that a fly fisherman and a poet? In 1987, he opened a fly fishing business called Russell's Bug House, which operated with the motto, Dangerous Bugs, since 1943. So he was a liar, too, because he opened it in 1987. Anyway.
Liar.
Sheridan, Oregon. An 85-year-old former iron worker with a thirst for adventure was killed on his first skydiving attempt when his chute did not open.
Whoops.
His son said, we'd rather see him flame out than rust out. Anyway, that's how we can get Roscoe on the air. How do we do this?
You
think that works?
You're the hand.
Hey, Rod. Hey, it did work. You're on the air, I guess.
It's the first thing that's worked today.
Yeah, well, they got us down in the production room for like the pre-marathon torture. So we can get used to the fact that they didn't hook anything up down here. You know, so we can get... It's just another way to make my life miserable.
These guys really did.
We had two accidents on the way.
To get stupid.
Yeah.
Really did.
And we got, let's see.
So you got I hear no vibe music.
We've got it, but it's, nothing's calibrated, so it's like, I have it at like one, and it's pinned to every needle.
Yeah.
So I can't really tell what it sounds like at home. And they don't, the best thing was we're getting here today, a big chunk of pothole on 11th Street took out the bottom, like, sealed panel of the car.
Mm.
So it was like 1 inch from the ground, and just like that nice, when you drove.
Mm.
And then we got rear-ended on Avenue C, like, hard by a
Real
Jeep.
Real hard.
Yeah, by a kid, like, you know, freebasing at the wheel of his Jeep.
I do not do cocaine.
Oh, man, it was incredible.
Unless it's my birthday and I'm at a stoplight.
Yeah. I don't do cocaine. I base.
And only if it's my birthday and I'm at a stoplight.
Yeah. We're having a great day. I'm about to chop up the board. How are you, Roscoe? I haven't seen you in ages.
I've been sequestered in the new Coyote recording studio.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
Well, after putting the finishing touches on many days of soldering and silliness, we started doing this Go to Blazes record in here.
So you're recording a new record there?
Yeah, the Bulkowicz is under our belt, I do believe.
Bulkowicz?
The Bulkowicz. It's cool. The place is cool.
Sounds like some kind of Polack, Bulko, who hangs around out front there drinking, you know, jacked up beer.
Jacked up beer.
A guy named Bulkowicz.
And warming.
You know the guys in the corner out there?
The
warming
his mitts
by an oil drum fire.
Yeah.
They're there.
Oh, so what's the vibe?
the vibe is one of intense work and everything. I've been like doing the 12 to 14 hour days.
You're doing the tomorrow night at St. Mark's?
I am taking a dinner break here to go over and do the regular acoustic gig over at St. Mark's tomorrow, happy hour 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Mike, me and Mikey.
Who said the work ethic's dead?
To it as the Barstool Cowboy routine.
You know, Roscoe, we work so hard at our things, and we're not making a lot of money at it. And I see people who don't work at all with lots of money and big places to live and stuff.
And
I just feel like
fun.
Yeah, I just feel like we're doing something wrong. We're doing something wrong.
So what do you suggest, crime?
I don't know. I tried that.
Murder?
And even that's hard work.
It is hard work.
It's hard. Crime is hard work. I don't know. I want you to tell me.
Well, I think the only thing that I haven't really tried is dressing up like a woman.
You think you get somebody to pay you for that?
I don't know. You know, you're asking me to think of alternatives.
Uh-huh.
That's what came off the top of my head.
Well,
you know,
it could work.
Yeah, I mean, without the vibe music, it's hard. It's hard to
the
be
vibe music is actually
there.
Really loud in my headphones.
Really?
I think you're just not hearing it because here, hold it.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, we got no monitors here, actually.
Yeah.
It's like headphone land.
Who's with you?
Megan's here.
Me.
Of course, her mic is not calibrated into here either.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Roscoe.
How are you?
I'm sitting upon an
amp. The GTB guys say hi to you.
Hi, GTB guys.
Hi, GTB guys.
They never write. They never call. Thought they'd forgotten me.
She says that you never write and you never call. Yeah, we need. They need your new address.
I gave him my new address like four times to like four different members.
You sent them a postcard that said that you had the address wrong.
All for crying out loud.
But with no new address. We'll get this straightened out.
Probably all for the best.
Yeah, it's another sort of a radio side gag kind of scene.
Definitely.
Well, what kind of horror noise are you going to inflict on the people?
I'm going to start with the Sonics and then get even stupider from there.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, is there any fun lined up for the next few days?
No, I may just randomly slap people upside the head with my new German police nightstick on Avenue A tonight. That's my whole
tapper.
Plan, yeah.
Is that the Gil Hooley model?
It's like the same one that they used on
Nancy
Kerrigan's knee.
Right.
It's a popular model.
The Gil Hooley.
Is that what it's called?
Well, he's the husband.
Oh.
Whoops. Tanya's husband.
Yeah.
I may be saying it wrong. Galooly?
Galooly.
I'm trying not to pay a whole lot of attention to that. I'm so bored with that case already.
Yeah.
You know? I just figured that neither of them are going to win a medal.
Well, yeah, I don't think so.
Nah.
They're not the best man.
So nah.
What are you going to do? But at least Tanya's there. She got $500,000 from Hard Copy, so.
Yeah.
I mean.
She got her roots touched up.
It's not a million from Disney, but she's looking better.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's good. Well, hey, I think we both have work to do, Hound.
It's true, Ross. I'll catch you at happy hour tomorrow. We'll both be drunk. We'll both be happier.
Terrific.
Okay.
Till then.
Okay,
aloha.
Scope. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, the hardest working man in show business, Roscoe.
He's got his fingers in many
him
pies.
Literally, I only see him like on happy hour on Sundays now because he's just got his fingers in everybody's pies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's have a VOM set and let's go back and see what's wrong with that thing and
break some more
things. Yeah, Sonics. That's a good way to start it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes the Sonics.
Mm-hmm.
Shut down. He drives everywhere. let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Runs hot with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
us take these brown Hispanic people.
Yeah, the woman I know is crazy about an automobile. Home is a thing of the past. A woman wants to ride in class. Something like the Cadillac and something like the Ford. Something like anything as long as it'll roll. Every woman I know got to have an automobile. Woman in your own front seat. She can play with your keys. She can shift your gears. Turn on the radio just loud enough to hear. She can flip on the heat. She can turn on the fan. Then you start to drive it just as fast as you can. Every woman I know is crazy about an automobile.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
But that slapback, it does sound great, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Married Woman, the Flaming Groovies, by request. Sam the Sham, that every woman I know is in love with an automobile. Del Shannon, Move It Over. The Salsa Brothers and the Jaguars there with the return of Farmer John. And the Sonics opened up with the Hustler. And where are we? Here's my drums. Anyway, we're kind of getting into it. I don't know.
We are.
I don't know. I wish I never got out of bed this morning.
You and me both.
We got a lot of news, though. Rennick and Yop did a fabulous job in the news this week.
Making up for our slack.
Yeah. Somebody had to entertain the folks, and it wasn't going to be us.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, what do you got there, Megan?
I got a school bus shooting.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Let's just do the whole bus desk all at once.
Yeah. Okay, I just have one, so.
Okay, I got the rest of the bus stores.
Okay, we have Monongahela, Pennsylvania. Teen apparently seeking revenge brought his father's gun with him on the school bus and opened fire on another boy. The 14-year-old, who was not identified, pulled out a .45 caliber automatic pistol shortly after boarding the bus, pulled it out, and said, "You think you're bad now," to 14-year-old Jeff Turner. The gun went off, hitting the back of his seat. The bus driver led the kids off. Hooray.
Let him off the bus.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's a good one.
So.
Okay. Let's see.
What do you got busing-wise?
Oh, boy. All over the place. Bus drivers. New Delhi, India. A van carrying people back from a wedding fell into a gorge, killing 17 people, including the newlyweds.
Bus plunge follies. Best show in town in India.
Yeah. Okay. Jakarta, Indonesia. Jakarta, Indonesia. A bus plunged into a ravine in North Sumatra, killing at least 36 people and severely injuring 11 others.
I love when bus is followed by the verb plunge.
King Williamstown, then you like this story. King Williamstown, South Africa. A bus plunged into a river in southeastern South Africa, killing at least 18 passengers and another 30 were injured.
Mm-hmm.
This is all in 1 week, folks.
Yep.
And you know how people end up with jobs like bus drivers, don't you?
They fail to be cab drivers?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I don't know either. I just think it would probably be...
They ask them, can you plunge a bus?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Can you plunge a bus off a ravine? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a not very interesting story, but I'll tell you anyway.
Go ahead.
It seems like a whole bunch of these old guys who had like one hit record or two hit records and are down on their luck now are suing the record industry to get some pension money. But since they all got ripped off of their royalties, of course, they also got ripped off of their pension money. But there's a class action suit being filed among the Sam from Sam and Dave and one of the Chambers brothers, Mary Wells, Curtis Mayfield, Jerry Butler, all these guys, the Young Rascals, a couple of the Shirelles, Brenton Wood of Oogum Boogum fame, the heirs of Jackie Wilson. They're suing all these record companies and their own union, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, or AFTRA, as it's known, in an attempt to get a fair deal. And, of course, the record industry, this comes at the same time that they have these Rhythm and Blues Foundation awards where they, like, tried out these old guys that they ripped off and give them a couple of grand so they can feel good about themselves.
All pat them on
the back.
Pigs
like Omelette Erdogan and, you know, David Geffen and pigs, just horrible people.
Mm-hmm.
So... When you're reading these press release news stories about the Rhythm and Blues Foundation and how wonderful the record industry is because they're giving like a couple of grand to one of the coasters or something,
throwing them the button.
Remember, they did rob them blind. I mean, Atlantic Records, they made all their money on black music. They made all their money on, you know, guys like Ray Charles and Joe Turner and the Clovers and ripped them off blind. And then they took the money and they reinvested it in Led Zeppelin and Iron Butterfly and all that crap. They've shoved bad music down our throat for 30 years, and they run around. Like they talk about themselves like they invented R&B. Someone should take a bat to Ahmet Erdogan's knees. I know Mother Nature broke his hip
just a couple
of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, just his knees. Anyway,
that won't
where
stop
are we?
Him.
We didn't do Blues Hangover, did we?
I don't think we did.
Let's start Blues Hangover where the VOM ended. What do you say about that?
Okay, why not?
We'll do it like... That was the Flaming Groovies doing Married Woman. We'll do Frankie Lee Sims doing Married Woman on the specialty label. WFMU, East Orange.
Don't take a man let a red woman, a honey babe, ever be your friend. She will spend all your money, I'll take the same man back again.
That's us, Personality Plus.
I'm home as that I can be. I stayed out of all people's way. I'm home as that I can be. I stayed out of all people's way. Just a little old toad, I'm gonna hop back to my home someday. I'll hop down in your basement, don't mean to harm a single soul. I'll hop down in your basement, don't mean to harm a single soul. I'll shake all of your ashes, then shovel you in some brand new coal. I don't have no friend, by myself I'm always on the road. I don't have no friend, by myself I'm always on the road. Just let me hop you one time, mama, and you'll keep me for your little old toe. Would you let a poor little old toad frog hop down in your water pond? Mama, would you let a poor little old toad frog hop down in your water pond? I'll dive down and come right out, and I won't stay in your water long. I ain't no bottle stopper, I ain't no police copper. ain't no cradle rocker. You know I ain't the baby's papa, but I know for myself in your front yard is where I get my load. Well, you talk, you like my hopping. Why don't you keep me for your little toe? Mama, do you know one thing? Your water tank is just deep enough. I can dive down to the bottom, take my time and tread right back up.
Station of the Stars.
Star music, star talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners. Sounds right here all day. We play music with you in mind.
Thank you.
They took the bootlegger, locked him in jail. Couldn't find nobody's mother for his bail. Or his gun gone wet. Or his gun gone wet. Has no more worries. Or his gun gone wet. Old Aunt Donna always had liquor for sale. She always had a free ride to the jail. Now his gun gone wet. Now it's done gone wet. There's no more worrying. Or it's done gone wet. Oh, beating, bum, but eating, no, no. But not, not, no. But no, no, no. Oh, beating, no, no. But not, no. But eating, no, no, no. I'm glad to see these times again. Can't get whiskey, I'll get drunk off a gin. Or it's done gone wet. Or it's done gone wet. There's no more worrying. Or it's done gone wet. One thing did it, never no more. You can get whiskey anywhere you go. Or it's done gone wet. Or it's done gone wet. There's no more worrying. Or it's done gone wet.
Don't be scared. Nothing mysterious about this.
That's right. There's nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Back in the States.
I don't know. We're kind of going in circles here. That was Kid Thomas and Wolfpack. And I tell you, I cracked my copy of that. Oh, that was good. Let's shut your mic off. Before that, we heard... It's marathon time. It's getting time to yell at Wild Girl. Mississippi Sheiks did It Done Got Wet. And Jimmy Reed did Ends and Odds. Funny Papa Smith, Hoppin' Toad Frog. And Frankie Lee Sims opened up with Married Woman. You can just wave your arms around for the rest of the show. Oh, okay. A man, oh, wait a second. You better read a news story. I gotta work the...
Yeah.
I gotta work the special. Don't say nothing dirty. Just read the news story.
As long as nobody sneaks up behind me.
Okay.
I'm fine. A teenager was hacked to death with it, or not hacked to death, excuse me, Freudian slip, hacked with a meat cleaver outside Brooklyn High School. Which what? Oh, sorry.
That's the one we're cued for. Never mind.
A woman fell into a manhole. There she went.
Yeah, that was where we're supposed to go. Anyway, let's just give up completely.
Yeah.
Hope we got suspended. All through, right through the marathon. There was one really good story here. I got left. I'm having a hard time with my new sound effects here. See, I'm trying to cue up one. This is in Moscow. A man seized a dog that jumped at him in a park in Ukraine and bit it. How could it be from Moscow and then in the Ukraine? These news stories are really written badly. Anyway, Dateline Moscow, a man seized the dog that jumped at him in a park in Ukraine and bit him to death in front of its owner. Only I'm not queued up for the sound effect for that one. We got thrown off. Anyway.
Sorry.
What time we got?
Quarter after.
Well, I guess we can't do one long set. We'll do two long sets. Let's just
forget us. We're not
queued
working.
Up here somewhere. Speaking of guys wearing dresses, here's a guy who wasn't afraid to put on a dress for the sake of fame and fortune. Bobby Marchand with Huey Smith and the Clowns. Well.
You jocks. You see, he emceed one of them 24-hour telethons and took in $7, pledges and all. And you got 1,000 requests for a record by Lily Pons, so you play it and get a rep as the first sick DJ. And that delicatessen which used to send up all those free sandwiches starts charging you for them. Save your money. And you just had a coughing attack in the middle of a cough drop commercial. And they just banned your theme. Is that what's for real today, Booby?
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine. 'Cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. looked high and low, everywhere I know, I can't find the one that my baby loves so. Oh, tell me, what am I gonna do? 'Cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes... records an hour or two, and I've about decided what I've got to do. I'm gonna get me a guitar and learn to play. I'll serenade my baby night and day. Then I'll play the song that my baby likes to hear. I'll go. Here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes...
Hey there, Bleary. You say your wife decides to sit with you on that all-night show. She says she heard a lot of voices. And since you said Paul Anka's getting old, a heavy-set girl on a motorcycle seems to be stalking you. And you just interviewed a guy with blisters all over his mouth, and you both used the same mic. And the station manager keeps telling you you'd be great on TV. The trouble is he keeps saying it all the time now. And you just bit your tongue trying to talk like a hipster? Is that what's taking the zing out of your pitch today, Pagliacci? Hey there, boo-boo. You say you got a lot of mash notes from someone named Billy, and you find out it's a man. And your engineer cuts you off the air, locks the control room door, and takes over. Little prank by a sweet, cocky kid. And a guy gives you a free record and pulls out a badge. And your health food sponsor just found out you're 5 foot tall and weigh 246 pounds. And on your first live discussion panel, everybody gets drunk and a fist fight breaks out with a lot of dirty words. You're lucky nobody was listening. And another 1,000 postcards just come in for that Lily Pons record. Is that what's got you spinning at 78 today, busker?
She's got a one-way ticket, and it ain't gonna bring her back. Roll on, big black train, roll along. Roll on, big black train, roll along. Keep them wheels a-movin', you got my baby and you're gone. Roll on, train. Today, taking my baby far away, that big black train, it's always on the go, it's a lonesome whistle, it's a haunting my soul, roll on, big black train, roll along, roll on, big black train, roll along. Them wheels are moving, you got to my baby and you're gone.
Hey there, cousin. You say you invite your biggest sponsor to dinner and the wife serves him an imitation grape drink and a week-old blowfish? And 2 truckloads of Lanny Ross records just came in? And the mic's open and you don't realize it. You say something terrible about the owner of the station. Lucky nobody was listening. And the head of your fan club, a big heavy-set girl, was just arrested for attacking an old man in a hotel lobby. And you get a lot of mash notes from someone named Billy and you find out it's a man. And they bring you up on charges for plugging a medical book entitled Running in Place as a Cure for Acne. And you're broadcasting from the top of a flagpole as a stunt and get a wild hawk up your pants? Does all this seem to cause a strange twanging in your doodad, cousin?
I got ants in my pants and I wanna dance. I got rhythm in my shoes and I got to move. I got this feeling way down deep. When I hear music, gotta rock with the beat. Hey! The doctor called, she thought I was sick. The first thing he did was check my heart tick. It wasn't very long before he was through. I had a rockin' pneumonia and a boogie woogie through. Hey, 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 hey. Well, my fever wasn't running to 108, and I was melting ice cubes by the crate. He told my mama that my case was sad, the worst case of rhythm that he ever had. Hey. And that would be my cue. Well, that's exactly what she done. Now my troubles are over and I'm having lots of fun. Hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down here at WFMU, East Orange. Like that slap.
Oh, yeah.
Ike Turner, the great Jimmy Thomas on vocals there. Hey. Arlie Miller did Big Black Train. Cookie and the Cupcakes close up the back door. Tom T. Hall and the Tomcats did Stack of Records. Bobby Marchand with Huey Smith and the Clowns. You can't stop her. Anyway, we got 30 minutes left. Before anything else can go wrong, let's just rock through the end of it. This is a good one.
On the
Vin label, Ray and Lamar, it's an answer song to Kathy's Clown. Vin was a subsidiary of Ace, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
bewildered you.
Of pent-up, twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
his head.
Give me a woman, give me a blues tune, before I start roaming, just make it real soon. I know that somewhere she's waiting for me. I know that she'll care, won't make me lonely. Give me a woman, any kind of woman will do. I'll take her with me, my past behind me, nothing can stop me, and when I see her, I know I found her, won't stand nobody hanging around her, give me a woman, any kind of woman will do.
Of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Your sweet, sweet, I wanna be your.
you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Well, it's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night. A teenage boogie.
Hey, hey.
A teenage boogie.
Ho, ho.
A high school boogie.
Hey, hey.
A hillbilly boogie.
Space, oh yeah. Me and my baby, we're moving through outer space. Well, I made me a rocket.
pocket from an old peach crate, and I suited it up like an 88. I grabbed my baby and started to hop, and look out, Mars, you are next stop. Ooh, what a rocket. Ooh, what a rocket. Well, me and my baby were moving through outer space, oh yeah. Me and my baby were moving through outer space. Didn't have too much to say. She grabbed my hand and she started to flip. She said, honey, don't you wreck the ship. Ooh, what a rocket. Ooh, what a rocket. Me and my baby were moving through outer space. Oh, yeah. Me and my baby were moving through outer space. Well, when we landed on the moon, we met this fella whose name was Goon. He started to bopping and he ain't no square. Rock and roll is everywhere. Ooh, what a rocket. Ooh, what a rocket. Me and my baby were moving through outer space. Oh yeah. Me and my baby were moving through outer space. Ooh, what a rocket. Ooh, what a rocket.
Where did that little green man come from, Wilbur? Have we been invaded from Mars?
Wella, 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 bebop girl. Please won't you dance with me, bebop girl. I love you. If you would only dance with me, ah, yeah. I saw you doing the stars and I knew I should love you also true, bebop girl. If you would only dance with me, dance with me, dance with me, dance with me, dance with me.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Go!
Boy, everything's screwing up today. To me, does everything just sound weird here? Everything sounds bad. Anyway, that was the Gladiolas, Bebop Girl. The Sparkle Tones did Rocket. Froggy Landers and the Cough Drops did River Rock. Webb Pierce, Teenage Boogie and the Midnighters by request. Switchy, Witchy, Twitchy. Andy Starr also by request. Give Me a Woman. $5 did So Strange. Buddy Sharp and the Shakers, Jump into the River. The Diablos, Try Me One More Time. A friend of mine got that on the street last week for pennies. Ray and Lamar opened it up. No More Kathy's Clown. Alright. The Lord, the Crick. Maybe next week things will be better. Anyway, good night, Megan.
Yeah. Good night.
Goodbye.